Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host has been today because this is the last segment, flies.
And I'm not an has been. I shall return.
No, she's
point.
Feisty. She's not a has been. She's feisty.
And I'm feisty.
That was good catch. I like that. That was good. I have the two of them being aggressive over here, Christina and Iris.
Don't worry. You can approach the Romeo. Yes.
But, yeah, you know, before the break, we were just talking about the advisory committees, and I think Iris can tell us a little bit about the Roslyn Advisory Committee and what goes on there.
Oh, yes. You really want me to
Yes, we don't need all the details yet.
Yes, as you said, we are an interesting group. And because of being there, I'm much more aware of the kinds of things that you're talking mm-hmm. about now that I would have just passed, either not have seen. Or it might not have just mm-hmm. registered. But because I'm part of the group, I am involved so many more things, and I really am enjoying the group and all of the other things that Nassau, Town of North Hempstead, has to offer.
Yes,
so
wonderful.
Anyone who has a sense of, you know, what are we doing? What am I doing? What is there available to mm-hmm. me? As John said earlier, call 311.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And get involved in the area in which you live. I happen to live in Roslyn, so I'm part of the Roslyn group. But there are, what is it, five others?
Mm-hmm. Five others.
Great Neck.
Port Washington. There's Mineola Wilson Park. A Westbury Carr Place. You know, it's really, and, you know, New Hyde Park.
Oh, and New Hyde Park.
Yeah.
And choose
the one that's most convenient for
right.
you,
mm-hmm.
and you will find that you will be a greater part of the community. You will be learning about things that you hadn't even known existed
yeah,
before.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and that's what, you know, that's
I feel really
one
good
of my...
about it. You know, I was going away to California last year, mm-hmm. and someone from the Roslyn group said, "Would you like me to pick up your mail?" My goodness, I would never
yeah.
have asked anyone to do
okay.
that. But she said, you know, would you like me to do that for you? So it's very congenial, and I look forward to it once a month.
Good. Well, that's what we like
that's,
to hear.
Well, that story is a great story.
Yeah. Because, you know, that's really what's extremely special about Project Independence. And the advisory committees have, I mean, that's how Project Independence formed. When we were beginning, it was, you know, having an advisory committee, a little tiny one in New Hyde Park. In the North, you know, and then now each region
right.
has one. And North Hempstead is an extremely diverse place. So different communities have different needs and, you know, it's different depending on where you live. You know, there's a lot of differences where there are similarities as well, though. So that's what's really important about having this regional model. And, you know, it's a lot of our programs have come out of these, you know, groups. I mean, in Great Neck, a lot of them live in apartment buildings. There's a lot of people who are walking. So the pedestrian safety piece became a huge thing. That's how they formed the committee over there.
Okay.
I mean, the different accomplishments that have come out of there, it was just is amazing. You know, Shari, who's our mobility manager, is the head of that group. And people come and they say, you know, oh, you know, over here, I noticed that, you know, that the lines are no longer painted and we
right.
don't know where the crosswalk is, you know, so there's different things. So
or
she,
a traffic light
right,
wasn't green long
absolutely.
Enough.
Absolutely. And Shari, you know, has the different connections and is the person that can serve as the liaison between, you know, where it goes. Because it might be county, it might be state, it might be, you know,
mm-hmm.
it's you know, the town, you know. So it's really an amazing thing.
The districts, I didn't pay attention to that, but the districts are important for that reason. Because
Great
yeah. Neck is a lot of apartments.
Right.
And you know, someone, I don't remember who it was that brought that information, maybe it was Shari, back to the Roslyn group. And it opened up, and
mm-hmm.
someone said, well, yes, at this crosswalk, there's not enough time limit
okay.
for the walking.
Yeah, absolutely.
So one
it gets everyone
one
thinking.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. And I think that's what's nice, too, is because it makes you aware, too, in your community, because you're thinking, like, oh, I have a place where I can actually report this and something will happen.
Right, right.
You know,
mm,
so it makes you feel more, you know, engaged
connected.
In your community, you know, about doing things.
Mm-hmm.
So it's wonderful, you know, and that's, you know, in Great Neck, too, they started that Circle of Support subcommittee, and now we have this wonderful template, you know,
right.
that you're able to fill out. So it really just shows why, you know, the advisories really are, you know, they live in the community. You know, the people that work for Project Independence, we don't live in every, you know, region of North Hempstead. So, you know, there are kind of our eyes and ears.
And you get a feeling
there.
That somebody's listening
right.
to you.
Absolutely.
Right.
Not just listening. I mean, if it's possible, every problem cannot be solved.
Right.
Right.
And you can't expect that. But there are things that can be done and are done, and there's a wonderful satisfaction in that.
Right. Yeah, and you know, and then I think is wonderful also about the advisory, like Iris was saying earlier, is that, you know, you have a bunch of different people in your community that you might never, you may never have met mm-hmm, before, you mm-hmm. know, and this place brings you all together. So on top of all the Project Independence programs that you're learning about and the North Hempstead programs, there's a lot of other things that, you know, people might be involved yeah. in that you never knew was going on in your community.
Right.
So.
One of the women approached me and she said, would you like to join another thing in our mm-hmm. community? I hadn't known her before.
Yeah, it's right. just a wonderful, wonderful
thing. That's
how
it evolves. And you don't have to. You could turn around and say, that's not my style.
Whatever.
Or you give it a shot.
You have an
might
option.
Have a whole new
and that's what we always say to people. Like, listen, you know, you can go to the meeting, call through on one, find out when the meeting is, go. No one's saying you have to attend every single mm-hmm. meeting. You go when you can. And just see what it's about, because I think it's a great introduction to, you know, Project Independence and, you know, the community as well. So call through on one if you want to find out where those are and check it out. And if you're in the Roslyn area, you can meet Iris, you know.
Face to face.
In the flesh.
Clothed.
Yeah. But we had Sari Fleisch, who actually is part of the Roslyn Advisory
That's the one who
committee.
I was referring
oh,
to a moment ago.
There you go. So she's, you know, part of that group. And we actually had her on our radio program a couple of weeks ago because she is, she's retired from the county, but she was an employment specialist there. And she is still going around doing this program, which I think is extremely valuable for people who are still interested in
reentering the job market. Libraries and perhaps
yeah.
other things as well.
Yeah, and so
donating
she,
her time.
Yeah, and it's absolutely a wonderful service, because it's hard, you know, if you've been out of the workforce, you're not sure of like how to really get back in there, what your resume should look like, what kind of questions to ask, you know, how to interview and stuff. And she'll do these kind of role playing things mm-hmm. With you. And that's on Monday, May 9th. She's going to be at the Yes We Can Community Center from 10 a.m. to 11:15 a.m. And you can bring any questions you might have and meet with Sari, which is
Do you have to make
wonderful.
An appointment?
Yep, you can call 311 and then, you know, register today and get your spot there, because it's I think it's definitely an important.
And she will also encourage you and to, well, not so much the word encourage, yes, she will do that as well, but also help you to not or to answer questions that are presented by
right.
employers that are
right.
inappropriate
right.
questions.
Absolutely. Yes, right.
How
right.
to respond to that,
yeah.
and that's a really important, you know, thing to know how to navigate.
Yes, right. No, because then that's what, you know, when she was on a radio program, she was doing that, and there was a lot of things that we said, oh my God, we never would have, you know, thought of that. So I just think that's great too, because here it is, she's an advisory member. She came in with this skill set and this amazing service, and, you know, brought it. So now we were able to do this with her, which I think is a great program. So that's Monday, May 9th, 10 a.m. to 11:15 a.m. at the Yes We Can Community Center.
People can always learn, obviously, the opportunity. Do either of you know what a Buddhist mala is?
No.
How do you spell mala?
M-A-L-A.
Mm. Mala.
A mala in Buddhism is the equivalent of a rosary in Catholicism.
Mm, the beads.
The beads, and if you see pictures of Buddha, you usually see the beads on them. There's 108 beads on it, but it's broken into four. So this way, if you don't want to do the 108 at one
right,
time,
you can just do like,
and the prayer is Mani Padme Hum, which is like the Buddhist Our Father.
Mm-hmm.
So you do 27 at a time during the course of the day, and there's a mini bead.
Mm.
What's another significance of 27?
I know 18, but 27, I don't know.
It's 27 days since Christina's birthday. and we're still in the month of her birthday.
That's right. April is still here. So the month of birthday month is not over yet.
When is your birthday? May what?
It was April 3rd, my birthday.
Oh,
but
April 3rd.
We count down to it. We count down after it. So there's always some kind of countdown going on.
My good wishes to you.
Oh, thank you.
We were talking
year,
about birthdays
every,
when you were out of the room
every
before.
Every day you should have something good and positive to laugh at.
That's
and
right.
remember.
And as we know,
I don't say every day. You're talking to the wrong person.
That's right. Tell him.
Every day.
But yes, it's still April, everyone. So, you know, anybody wants to wish me happy birthday, I'm still taking it. I'm still taking them.
The song I like is that. Not necessary.
Yeah. No, what I do love every Friday, though, is when John, you know, in his very, he's extremely creative. He's only upping the bar, I think, really, to his level of creativeness in counting down to the birthday. So.
Well, I'm going
to
tell next year when my birthday is.
Okay. That's right. Yeah. That's right.
Please do.
We'll he has a new service, yes. But, you know, I just also.
Then we'll say we take requests.
That's right. You know, the exercise for balance and strength class is still going on at the Yes We Can Community Center. It's on Fridays and a couple of Mondays in May. You can call 311 to get all the dates for that.
I want to say something positive, and I'm sure you have heard me say this at our Roslyn Advisory. I took that class, and I combined it with some other program that you had at the time. I don't know if you have the same program. And I had an extra bar put along my staircase, so I have two handle
like railings?
Railings, thank you. Two railings now, and I am feeling much more comforted, much more positive, and it started with that program.
Yeah, you know, and that's really
what's
wonderful is because, you know, as we will quote Iris before our show ends, you know, she said these things are always golden nuggets.
Right.
We use it all the time. And we always give you credit, Iris.
Yep.
We always say.
Who knows because, how one influences the world.
But, you know, it's true because, you know, you do go to these things and you take away, you know, if you're just taking away one thing.
Golden nugget.
You know, it really can change.
The first
change
time we met, you said that golden nugget.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, see? Yes. But, you know, it's really important, and especially these groups, because you're able to find out, you know, what can make you feel safer.
It's a reminder
absolutely.
Of things you already know but have since forgotten.
Yes, absolutely.
Now, the bad news is we're a minute quick, so we have to wrap up.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you.
Honestly, we had a great show. Iris, thank you so much for being my co-host, and I look forward to it again. And we had Carol and we had Reaver on from the Nassau County Museum and from Meals on Wheels, which was great. And, of course, Christina's sharing her information. We'll see everyone. We won't see anybody. Stay tuned for next week. Next Friday, we'll be back, and we'll be doing a Project Safe and a Circle of Support program, which is very informative. So please listen in. Have a good week, everybody.